Welcome to Falcon Cast. I'm Matt Moore next to Jay Adams.
And the legend. The legend. DJ Shockley. How you guys doing?
I appreciate that intro, but it looks like Jay has camp face right now.
My tans are like just so. Yeah.
By the way, I saw the tweet you put out about your tan line with your leg.
On my leg, I can't show
it
right now.
Do not do your foot too. Like that again. That wasn't the good look.
When you turn,
you was trying to insinuate and give a good look on your calf muscle. So you was like kind of.
Hey, you were saying Jay has camp face. You were like, hey Matt, nice beard. Oh, no, this is just called I haven't shaved.
It looks like a training camp beard, man. That's what it looks like. It's funny. Expected.
Training camp is just a funny period because I was talking with our guy on the couch who's normally here and. Just simply finding time to do laundry is extremely difficult during camp. Yeah. So it's always a fun time.
Long hours.
That's good.
Yeah. Shock smells good. Matt and I don't.
Oh, yeah. Right now.
I'm fresh off the practice field. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, guys, we're doing good.
Doing good, but you know, why don't you get your bad news out of the way?
I do. I've got a little bit of bad news, and this one's tough for me.
Sit back.
This one's tough for me. Because this is one of my favorite things to do, and two of my favorite people in the world to do it with. Favorite people in the world. But I am actually transitioning away from the Atlanta Falcons, and I'm going to the global game that is soccer, or the other football, as some people say. Something I have a passion for, same owner. I'll still be in the organization. I'll still be probably two doors down from Jay every day. Shock has turned his back on me, which is nice. But it's a great opportunity for me. I'm really excited about it. So I'm going to have to transition off of Falcon Cast, and it hurts. I'm telling you, that's one of the things that hasn't sunk in for me that I cannot believe I'm going to have to leave Falcon
Cast.
I
can't believe you brought me into this world, and now you're stepping away.
Well, you guys, what's great is Falcon Cast has been around a long time. It started as an audio format with myself and J. Michael Moore way back in the day. And then I kind of left for a little bit, gave it to Jay and Daniel Cox, and they had a good time doing it. And then I came back in. We did it with Reed Farron a little bit. But I'll be honest, Falcon Cast is in the best place it's ever been.
Well,
and
I know you congratulations guys on your new
you.
Role.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Congrats,
sir. So maybe next week we'll do a little farewell show, and that might be my last one. Matt, we'll see. Maybe I'll bring my
pie to the face or something.
We could do that. We could do that. Or maybe what if I brought like maybe my top 10 moments of working with the Falcons? Some crazy.
That would be fun.
That would be good.
Bring Carlos Bocanegra. Let's get Carlos out.
I like Carlos.
Yeah, he's good people. But just so you guys know, the best part of Falcon Cast is hearing from the fans. And I've said this before, Atlanta is an awesome sports town. It gets a bad rap sometimes. But I do love doing it. I'm going to miss doing it. But I will still be, the number one Falcon fan. Very rooting
you guys
for you guys
Matt,
watching
man.
Every week. So.
Tweet Matt his goodbyes, all right?
All right. But next week, maybe we'll do a little farewell show. That could be fun. So,
we'll miss you, but, the Falcon Cast, no one person is bigger than the Falcon
absolutely.
Cast, right?
This thing is going
to – we're going to roll on.
I'm excited to see what you guys do with
DJ
it.
And I are going to find a new host.
Yeah. I've definitely learned one man does not stop this show. I've been kicked off the board, one man doesn't stop this show. We I've seen that person.
It's very good. That's true. But, all right, let's get to camp. Let's start talking Falcons.
We are
enough
fresh
mushy,
off the
mushy, mushy stuff. So,
I still smell like coconuts.
You know, Jay, you've been out there a lot, and you've had the good access too. If you want to get some good access, follow Jay and the Atlanta Falcons on all the social properties. It's really good stuff. Some of the videos are awesome.
How do I get your credentials? Because I came out here for practice, and I had to stand at the end with the media down there.
You were looking at the players behind.
It's been 5 years of
establishing. Tough to watch practice.
Of establishing trust, even though you played at one point.
Still.
I
guess because I'm on the other side now.
Jay gets to get access. But, Jay, I will tell you this. Both of y'all were out there, and this is beaten down, I know. But, man, I love going out there and hearing the music, seeing the energy.
It's fun.
Seeing the fast pace. I love the countdown clock that everyone gets to see and the players see. It does feel different, does it not?
It does. It feels different, and there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of fun out there, but there's also a lot of hard work. The one thing that I've noticed big time this year compared to last year, and everybody's going to know this because we all watched Hard Knocks last year, is that there was a fight every 2 seconds in practice. We are now through, I think six days, because I don't even know what day it is anymore. Right. We're now through about 6 days of training camp. There's not been one scuffle at all at any practice. And I think that is a product of running highly competitive practices that are based on having fun and working hard and growing as a team and just putting in good hard work instead of the frustration. Because this stuff, and you can attest to this, it gets monotonous. You get to, like, day six, day seven, day eight, and it all sounds the same. It all looks the same. It's all the same. And it gets frustrating for some of these guys and tempers flare. That hasn't happened at all. Everything is just all about having fun and playing a kid's game out there.
Jay, you know what I think it is? Last year, the key word that everybody used was not tough enough. You know, has to have a little bit more of a nasty edge and have a little bit more hard work throughout. And I think now it's more of, okay, we're going to have that edge, but we're going to get better at the same time.
Yeah.
We're not going to push each other because everybody says, okay, we're not tough enough, and somebody has to go out and show that they're tough enough by fighting or going the extra way. Guys are actually fighting hard. They're competing, and they're getting the job done. And when I was out here, you could feel, like you just mentioned, the energy. You could see the effort out of guys running from each and every drill. You could see Coach Quinn running, sprinting out of each and every drill, the way they start every practice. When you just mentioned about the music, the energy, the atmosphere is so different than what it's been in the past that guys, it's almost not like training camp because guys – they actually, it looks like they want to practice. They want to be out there.
It looks like they're having fun.
These guys are hitting each other harder than they ever did last year. Yeah. And that's the thing is this isn't a product of, you know, them scaling back or being less physical or all that. They're being more physical. There are times when guys are being tackled to the ground. Mm-hmm. There are times when guys are really getting after it. You're hearing the crack of the pads and all that stuff. And yet – All throughout, it's building a team. It's building a foundation for this team to go into 2015.
One big thing I noticed is they're getting a lot of reps. They're getting a lot of plays in. So it's like, okay, if you go through a play and something happens, you got to get lined up real fast. Offense, defense, be ready to go because the next play is coming. Yeah. You got to be lined up, ready to go to get your call. And like you said, from day one, Coach Quinn said fast and physical. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been seeing, running around. And then also – like you mentioned.
Hey, Chuck, you've had a lot of different coaches, you know, from day one on when you started playing football. What does it mean to have a head coach out there kind of putting the gloves on, helping you hit right there and, you know, kind of pumping you up after every play?
It gives you a new look on exactly how better he wants you to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen coaches that just stand off. They don't hardly say anything the entire practice. And they're just standing back, surveying everything.
They're watching you, like an eye in the sky.
Right. And every time you look up, you're looking over your shoulder, and they're just standing there looking at you. But you got a coach who's
what's he writing down?
You got a coach that's into it. He's in the middle of it. And sometimes you feel like he sees me up close. He's up close. He's actually doing it with me. So he understands that I'm trying hard. I'm working hard. I'm trying to do the best way I can. And Coach Quinn is so hands-on. And just talking to some of the guys, he's called guys up randomly, say, hey, let's just go have lunch. Let's go. He wants to get to know these guys on a more personal level, and it translates onto the field. And you can see that. Guys, they're going to want to play for him. It's going to be a different attitude.
Absolutely.
Jay, storylines, I think after 6 days, and correct me if I'm missing something, I think it's the competition out there at some of these battles that we talked about going into training camp. Maybe Ricardo Allen at free safety, I think, is a big one. Yep. And then I think there's a couple sleepers that everyone starts to kind of notice. The UFAs, some of the guys like in past were, you know, Warlow and Bartu and some of those guys. So I think that could be, I see Taron Ward mentioned a lot.
He's
one of the kind of fun guys to watch.
You know, there's always a couple of undrafted guys that I think some people fall in love with, myself included, because I'm
Jay's big on finding a good UFA.
I love a good underdog, and it just they
when Warlow, I was sitting next to Jay in the press box when Warlow in preseason had like 30 tackles that one game.
He was shining like that. I was like,
Jay, day for me. I said, Jay, I want a dollar for every time you tweeted about Warlow.
Michael Palmer back in 2010. Yeah. That was my guy. So, I think some of these undrafted guys are getting a good look, and I think, you know, today as we're talking, we're coming off the practice field. Devontae Freeman, we learned, tweaked a hamstring today at practice, so he practiced only half the time. Don't know how long he's going to be out. He's joining Tevin Coleman, the rookie running back, on the sideline, who also has a tweaked hamstring.
Right? Yeah.
there are huge opportunities now for guys like Terron Ward, for guys like Jerome Smith, for guys like Anton Smith. I mean, these are guys who are going to have to step up because they're going to get more reps. So we're heading into Friday Night Lights, which is always a fun time, a big practice, and we could be without our top two running backs. That's going to open up a lot of opportunities for some of these younger guys to shine, and it's there's a lot of competition at that spot.
And that's the biggest storyline we've all mentioned coming into camp is who's going to be the starter. And right now, the two guys who are getting the most talked about are going to be sitting out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be kind of a twofold thing is, all right, you want to see them in live games get ready to go and see what they can do. But also, you got to look forward to the future to game one, game two, and make sure they're healthy going into that first game. So now you step back and say, okay, do we want them to rest these hamstrings and make sure they're ready for, you know, game one? Or we want to get them out there. And it's a thin line for those guys. But that's where the other guys come in, the Smiths and, you know, all those guys come in to say, all right, here's our chance.
And that's the thing with hamstrings is that the only thing to fix those rest. Is rest. That's it. Rest. There is nothing else you can do. DJ could go in there and rub them down and don't everything matter. Like that. It don't matter.
You know,
the hammy's a tough one.
And you guys are talking about some other guys, especially offensively. A lot of talk's been on Hankerson, how well he's been doing.
Hardy as well.
Hardy as well.
Looks good.
The couple days I was out here, especially one
day. Are we going to nickname a good Hardy nickname? Hardy Boy or Hardy Boy, something like that?
Hardy. I don't know.
We'll come up with something. He's got Hardy his Twitter name is Freak Magic. Why would we change
Freak
that?
Freak Magic's a good name. We could also play off the Croy Bierman, Kim Zolak thing. Maybe he's Hardy for the party.
Tardy for the party, right?
No, Hardy.
The song, But going back to Hardy, one of the days I was out here, I saw him like a sponge on Matt. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were running plays. They were going to one-on-ones or they were going to 7-on-7. And after the drill, he would be right next to Matt, and you could see him just going over stuff, just talking about it. And that's what's going to help him is a guy who's in there, who's trying to get better, who's trying to understand what he's asked of him because they're going to need it. They're expecting things out of him. And so far early in camp, there's been a lot of good things said about him and Hankerson.
And one area that I want to touch on real quick because you discussed how hands-on Dan Quinn is, the one area, the one position group that he has taken a keen interest in is the group of pass rushers. And that's both outside linebackers and defensive ends. And he has worked extremely closely, hands-on with this group. There's a vested interest for him in that group because we all know that the pass rush has been an issue for this team in the last few years. He wants to fix that. And I think that we're starting to see some of that come around as they practice. Vic Beasley, when he's on the field, looks incredible. His speed off the line
first step is crazy,
ridiculous. It's everything as advertised. I've been paying attention to Adrian Claiborne. I think he looks absolutely reborn right now, really causing some problems. And he's a defensive end, but he plays kind of inside. Rashid Hageman is impressing the heck out of me.
And you said he's been playing inside, and that's one of the things that I saw during when I was out here was the different packages that they had together. Yeah. Like they had Beasley and Claiborne together on the side, and they just pushed Claiborne down, put Beasley on the outside. I mean, that's
I haven't been out there as much as you guys have.
That's some combinations right there.
Right. Hageman is pushing people around, and it's fun to watch.
He is.
That's good. Hey, real football.
It's here, baby.
Next week, we'll get to see all this practice,
the
fast and physical. And we'll get to see it against Tennessee Titans next Friday night at the Georgia Dome. All right. Well, that's good. Let's get to my man, Brian Bosak.
Bobby Bosak.
How are we doing?
Bosak with the two-tone.
Howdy. You like that?
I like that.
Doing good. Right.
Not so much of a unique question, but sorry, I have to delay it. All right. If you're on a zombie apocalypse, not take three things. If you had one weapon to survive, what would that one weapon be? Just one weapon
to survive. Zombie apocalypse. You need something you can reach.
What about a flamethrower? I'll go flamethrower.
Well, I don't watch a lot of zombie stuff. So what's the best way to kill a zombie?
I don't know.
Is it like a vampire? Like a
Walking Dead zombie like that?
Can you shoot them dead?
Can you shoot them dead?
Yeah.
Oh, you can.
So, like, I mean, but, like, you shoot him in the chest right there, or you got to shoot him in the head? Right. Got to shoot him right in the head?
I'm going with a shotgun with pellets and everything.
What about ammo?
But shotgun takes too long. If you got, like, 40 of them coming at you, you, like,
how do you kill something that's already dead, though? That's what I
asked. You shoot him right in the head.
You burn them with a flamethrower.
Flamethrower.
I like the flamethrower.
Consensus flamethrower.
Bosak, you got to come with better questions.
Lightsaber.
No, lightsaber. That's good.
No,
that's
video good. Of the week.
Well, video of the week. Will you got something for us?
Yeah, I do.
All right. I love your videos of the week. Oh, I've seen this. This is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I've been there.
This is my one guy.
Nice day at the beach.
My one guy's trying to corral this one. He's like, oh, I know. I'll throw my stick at it.
You know what that reminds me of, Matt, is that one time you played, we played softball and you threw your glove at a ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Missed it all. Missed
it. Yeah, but just wait. Just wait now. He's like, well, one's gone. Don't worry about it. We'll be good.
Okay.
And then it gets real.
It gets real.
Yes, it does. Take my word for it.
Oh!
You got a little water spout or something going on? What's,
this is when you just...
I love how this is like the biggest exercise in futility here for this guy.
You got to take his ale right here. He's no way he's catching all
this is when
those.
You just go pay exactly. 2 weeks in. You're done. You quit.
You know, we'll be on the beach here shortly in Miami.
Yes. In Miami. Great hotel. Is that where we stand at that one? Well, I'm not.
I hope so.
Stand at that one. That's a great one.
I hope so.
You look at this. You going to try to sneak out there and get your feet in the sand a little bit?
Yeah. Chuck, look at this.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Look out. Look out.
It's the running of the bulls looks like now.
Yeah, do you even try to find those things?
You can't.
Or are you just buying new ones?
Nah, it's a good thing they're real cheap, too.
You just buy new ones?
Yeah,
probably. Golly, that is terrible.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Very good stuff. Good job, Bosak. Come with a better question next week.
Crushed him.
For Matt's last show, you got to come up with a better question.
Crushing you on the way out.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, once again, maybe next week we'll do a little farewell. I'll bring some moments and we'll talk about it.
Cool. Bosak, you got to give Matt a stumper for next week. Something that just stumps him.
I like it.
I'll think about it all week.
All right. Good job, guys. And can't wait to get closer to some real football, man. It's going to be awesome.
We have nothing to throw.
Fake toss. Bosak, you dropped the ball.
This feels awful.
Bye-bye.